Welcome back to Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dune the Fox, and I've learned that an apple a Dameron keeps the nightmarons away. I'm joined by two people who also like fruit. Hi, Terry.
That was the worst one yet, actually.
Don't be rude. I worked really hard.
I'm looking at our other guest, and he doesn't look too happy either.
Our other guest, of course, who will be here all the time, is Dameron. Hi, Dameron.
Thrilled.
Not Bruce fucking Willis, bitch. So today, we're going to be talking about something that people do when they're not being horny,
which is... You digress.
Board games. Oh my god,
board games!
I fucking love board games. So, Dameron is throwing the table around.
No, that was absolutely Terry.
Terry is throwing himself around and throwing the table around.
Yes, absolutely.
You get up in your chair and just turn around.
I'm spinning like a ballerina.
So, let's begin with the obvious question. What is your favorite board game?
Oh, we're starting with the hard one. Oh
yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
not the one I would have started with.
Is that the one you start with?
Or? That's not the one I would start.
Yeah,
with.
You know.
I'd say what when
it's not our podcast. Kinda, you know?
Right.
You,
yeah.
Might as well go with this one
I'm
first.
I'm getting so stressed out right now.
I would say like a question like when did you get into board games or?
I mean, I got into board games when I was like three. I played Apples to Apples with my. It was cherry. It was like a cherry picking game.
They're just gonna like run the cherry podcast
picker!
Themselves.
Yeah, actually, I think.
It is a game called Cherry Picker. I fucking remember
it's
that.
It's like you spin a wheel and you get some cherries and stuff.
Yeah, and it looks like Chinese checkers, but it's cherries.
No.
Yeah.
Favorite.
Sorry, anyway.
So what is your favorite board game?
Yeah, my favorite board game. So we have, you know, different distinctions of board games, of course. We have normie board games, so very, very meta board games, the ones that you see at every single store across the world.
Yes.
For that one, I would choose Risk over Monopoly.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So that's me. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Risk is way more fun than Monopoly. But in terms of like more like niche, more like getting into it, board games, I would say that my favorite of all time would probably have to be Coup.
Oh, really?
Coup
good.
Is fun.
I love Coup. A
really
lot.
Good peg.
I think I actually played it the first time at your place.
Yes, I love Coup. I've been playing that since like I first played it when I was like 17 or something.
Yeah,
and I fell in love with it. I had to buy it like immediately after I went to a convention and played it.
Nice.
It's a very quick-paced game, usually between three to five players. It's a game of deception, a game of lies, a game of dumb alliances and stuff. People can get pissed, but it's all in good fun.
Sure.
It's a game you can't play twice in the same session.
Exactly.
Because people carry it over. They get angry.
Oh my god, true.
Oh yeah, absolutely. True.
Which is incidentally why I love Diplomacy. Same idea.
Along with Coup, I think my other game, it's actually a cooperative game.
Ooh.
One of my favorite cooperative games. It's called Mysterium.
I've never played it.
You never played it? I've never made you play? Oh, don't look at me like that. That's crazy.
I have to try it again. I always see the box at your place, but I've never played it.
I love Mysterium so much. Okay. Every time Pug does a board game night, I have to like try to be like, hey, we have Mysterium over here. We should try it.
Yeah.
So that's a cooperative game. Everyone is a medium who's trying to connect with a ghost. And the ghost gives you a bunch of like little vision cards. And with those vision cards, you have to try to figure out who did the crime, what room they did the crime in, and what was the murder weapon.
Right.
So far, I've won like twice. We've played it like 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very hard game.
I haven't played it enough. So sorry about the cringe face.
Yes.
I think it's something I would have to try again.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I would absolutely try it again. Yep. Yeah, those are my games.
I love that. Dameron, favorite board game?
Okay, so we're going back to the what got us started. You mentioned Monopoly and Risk.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Monopoly guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
But my friends always wanted to play freaking Risk.
Yeah.
But I got so involved with Monopoly that I did tournaments and I tried to get into
championships. I used to do Monopoly tournaments too. That's so funny.
Oh, wow.
Damn,
that's
y'all.
Cool. Maybe we should play sometime. Yeah. Do some head-to-head.
Monopoly.
That'd be cool.
That would be a hilarious video.
It'd be days.
Video.
It'd be years,
no,
actually.
No, you play by the rules. It's 2 hours or less unless you got assholes that trade to the best.
You know he practiced that last night in his sleep.
No, that was total improv right now. I was rhyming.
I was rhyming.
I did a rhyming.
I fucking hate
so
that
I was
so
rhyming.
Much. So anyway, this guy just started blasting rhyming.
So that's the start of, you know, you got the childhood games that got you into things. But there's not a lot of titles that you can admit that you bought twice
and
fully invested into it and spent thousands of dollars. That would be HeroQuest.
That's real.
I put a lot of money into HeroQuest.
Is that actually a thing? Like thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
There is
one other game.
I never played that game.
It's where fun. I spent over $1,000 to get everything for it, and they keep expanding it, and I'm just done. There's so many different
what
cards. That would be Red Dragon Inn.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I have played Red Dragon. That one's fun.
I have so many characters, and they don't get played, and they keep coming out with more.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to buy anymore.
Point, it's just D&D at that point.
Yeah. To me, Red Dragon Inn is like the quintessential furry board game, though.
No.
By design. It's the one that just gets played a lot.
I mean, yes. I mean, I think it's just played in other, like, kind of more nerdy subgenres anyway.
That's
like, I used to play it in college and stuff with my, like, improv people.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like improv.
Yeah. And that's a nerdy fucking thing.
The nerdiest. That's why I had to get the shorts and glasses.
Actually, yes.
I say HeroQuest because I've had that game since the early 90s. It started off as my brother's, and then I got more into it as I got older. It is like a D&D light, where it's mostly just dungeon crawls, and you got your quest books and things. And when I was getting towards the end of the years of high school, I was using eBay to try to get my hands on all of the expansions for it, including the European-only expansions. And they weren't cheap, not at all at any point, because the game was out of print for a long time. And then I'd say within the last 5 years or so, they did a reprint and totally redid HeroQuest. If those of you are gamers out there, you probably know about it. But they remade the whole system and created new books and new ways to play the dungeons. And I've had probably 4 campaigns in my lifetime where I've had people start from the beginning and created stories for their characters to try to build on it.
Right.
And make a leveling system and all this jazz and made it homebrew. So I put a lot of time and money into that system. And so it's probably my favorite.
Absolutely.
HeroQuest. Yeah. That was truly my introduction to D&D, was you DMing for HeroQuest. So, but because you made it your own, right? So it wasn't just the board and the figurines and the quests at that point. Like, there were some D&D elements that were added. And to me, that's as much D&D as I can handle, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything else. I'll invite you to my one shot then.
Did you like the story?
I'll give it a shot.
Did you like the story?
Genuinely love the story.
Mm-hmm.
I would give a one shot a chance. Like, I would try that out. I also discovered, Dread Jenga.
I've heard of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say he's lying because he's done some other one-shots with me and some friends.
That's what like D&D one-shots or HeroQuest one-shots?
Dead in Space was another one we played.
Okay.
D&D.
He got to, not quite D&D, different style.
But it's much more theater of the mind, in my opinion.
Still the role-play aspect of things. It was in space.
Yeah, I love that shit. Like, when it comes to, like, tabletop RPGs and stuff, I don't do it for the math or, like, the spells and shit. I do it because I can play a character and I can, like, you know, and I can make a character and I can roleplay and I can, like, make my players hate themselves for their decisions.
I had trouble just, like, immersing into the world because I was like, okay, now I have this sheet and it's got a bunch of numbers on it and I have to do all these dice rolls. And to me, it's too many buttons.
I
love that part though when you were playing a droid and you said, racism detected.
So like I was a robot. I don't remember my name now, but I was some kind of robot. And somebody said some shitty comment about like, Patrick probably said something like, or no, who was sitting next to me?
It was either my brother or Patrick or Josh.
Josh was
running it, so it was probably Patrick.
Actually, I think it was Patrick then. So he just said something about, like, come on, Buckethead, or, you know, like a robot joke. And I had said virtually nothing. And we were, like, 10 minutes into the session.
Hell yeah.
So when I say I whipped my fucking head around 90 degrees, and I was like, racism detected.
That's the shit that you live for, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
and that became my character instantly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, when I try to run D&D, I try to keep dice rolls out of it, unless it's, like, a check or something really quick. And
that makes sense.
Or if it's a fight.
You want to tell a good story.
Yes. But I'd rather be about story and character driven stuff.
But I also just recognize though that when it's so many rules, so many buttons, so many things, like I get overwhelmed. Yeah. So it's for sure hard for me to plug into stuff like that.
Memory just hit me about the one with the torches and we did the little thing that you ran.
That was so cool. Great. I actually love that a lot.
Yeah, I did like a really quick thing. We were like just in the middle, I think it was in the middle of like recording shit or something.
Yeah, we were between episodes.
Yeah, and we were eating food and I'm like, hey, we should do like a little D&D thing.
Yeah.
And so I just made up a little idea of like a dungeon and stuff, and I had them do a bunch of like little things and to roll for like checks and stuff. I had them flip a coin. And you know, it was super fun.
It was impressionable because that memory just came back to me and I remember that. It was a good story.
Yeah. That's good stuff. So, hero quest?
Yeah.
Oh, I said coup, and I said...
coup and risk. I think, right?
And Mysterium.
Yes, and Mysterium. Yeah. Okay. So, for me, I am fully nerding out here. I think I'm going to pick two. One of my favorite board games, for sure, is chess.
Oh, God.
I mean, chess is like baseline, like, you know, I like playing it, but I'm also awful at it.
Me
you know?
Too. This guy, he kicks my ass every time.
Unfortunately, I love chess.
Yeah, there it is. I'll move the wrong place, like the wrong fucking pawn, and he'll be like, oh, the dick rider maneuver. Let me just do this, and you win.
I'm sorry, the dick rider maneuver?
I mean, on the other side, if I played Monopoly against him, I kick his ass. So
absolutely. But you genuinely have like the cards and the algorithm memorized for that. Like, it's really great.
Time invested.
So for nerdy aspect, I would for sure say chess, because I love logic puzzles. I love puzzles of any kind, really. So that sort of thing I get into.
I could do an escape room one day.
Would love that.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
But in fursuit.
No, not in fursuit.
I would do it in fursuit. But for board games that we're playing more and more these days, I would really have to think about it. I think. God, I don't know. Probably Hero Quest. I think it's going to be Hero Quest. Because I am currently a wizard, and I have too many spells, and it's pretty fun. But, like, that, it's sort of a game beyond the board, right? So that's why I get into it, because it's kind of the happy marriage of, like, okay, we're adding some of our own D&D-esque systems here, but we're also following a quest book, and there is a board, and there are some dice rolls and things like that.
God damn you.
So it's nice to have that sort of expanded out beyond the board. What's another game I really like? I really get into Citadels and Terraforming Mars.
That's a game we haven't played in a while, Citadels.
Not Alone is phenomenal as well. But yeah, I would say it's probably going to be chess and Hero Quest for me.
That's the kind of thing that inspires me to want to start it back up again. Because we were in the middle of your wizard campaign. So
I was going to get the longest, sexiest robes. And Damron was like, so actually, no.
do you remember why it was scaring you?
Because I was losing mind.
Yeah?
I was losing my mind.
Uh-huh. Somebody's trying to take you over.
Yeah, somebody wants to possession. Hey, Fuzzies, and all of you super awesome hardcore board gamers out there. Are you enjoying this podcast so far? We have a show called Pause Play, and it's on YouTube right now. Fursuits, games, improv, and honestly, more board games than we can count. It gets a little scary sometimes. Full episodes from seasons 1 and 2 are available for free, so please consider checking us out and subscribing to get notifications of new episodes. We can't wait to see you over there. Back to the show. So we've talked about favorite games. Now for the next question, just very broad perspective here. What would you say are the qualities of a good board game?
Quality of a good board game.
Yeah. Like what keeps you coming back? What makes you really want to play that game? What gets you excited about it? Like, what are the qualities of a good board game?
Mine's be way different than both of you. I already know it. That's funny. Yep. So I like games that are quick.
Sure.
Quick, easy, good to go, like to the next game, next round, you know? Those are the games where I'm like, okay, damn, I didn't win that one, but I can win the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the other side, games that, you know, are longer, but people can take their turns quickly.
Sure.
Like, that's kind of how I thought about it. Like, so when someone has to take 6 years to do, like, their one thing that they do for the, and it just drives me at the wall.
So, like, is it when people are new, or it's when they're experienced taking too long?
Both. Okay. I mean, so, like, new people, it's understandable.
Yeah.
But, like, I play board games with my best friend in the world, Zach, and he will sit there for, like, 10 fucking minutes, and I'm just bashing my head against the table, waiting for him to do a fucking move so I can play the goddamn game.
That's literally me, though.
On the same note, this is the kind of game where you have time between other people's turns to prepare your turn in advance.
Exactly.
But just they do the sit thing. On their fucking phone.
Okay, or no,
they're
no,
not
no.
paying attention.
Not the phone thing. But yeah.
Zach isn't the one that sits on his phone. Okay. He's more the one to be like.
He doesn't think about his turn until it's his turn, kind of thing.
He overthinks
some games,
about it.
Some games you can't do that, though. Some games you really have to wait for the state of things in the moment before you take your turn.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I try to think about what I'm going to do my turn. And if my shit gets blown up, okay, I'll improvise, you know?
Right.
I'll do something.
Right.
But yeah, my friend is just like, oh, if I do this, I mean, this might not work, but if I do this, it's not going to work. And I'm like, take your fucking turn.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
I will say that's how I am in HeroQuest, because I have a lot of spells and a lot of things I can do.
Yeah.
So to me, that character in particular is hard to play.
The wizard is pretty challenging.
Yeah. So people get mad because it's like, I'm sitting here trying to sort through my thoughts, but that's just how I am with games. Like, I really think the shit through.
When I DM,
okay, so yeah, with that thing, what are your thoughts on other people telling you how to take your turn?
Oh. Okay. I'd rather die than
kill
someone
me
else
now,
say something.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And fucking stab my eyes out.
It's frustrating.
I'd rather, if someone's like, oh, you should do this. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm going to do the opposite of what you
Because
said
it now. Makes me want to sabotage the party.
Yes.
Like, or like them in particular. Like,
you're talking about roleplay then.
Well, if it was that, it would be, I'm like, okay, now I'm just going to be an obstacle for you. Like, stop doing this. Or if it's a competitive game.
Why did you do this? I'm like, shut up.
Because
they
you
feel
keep
like they're trying, to, help you, but they're not.
But,
they're just being a dick.
But all you're doing.
They don't think they're being a dick.
Where it comes from, though, is a place of like, I just want to play the game and take my turn. And it's like, okay, but you're just trying to race through it and do shit as quickly as possible.
Why okay, that's me.
why can't we just enjoy the game?
Okay, that's me.
That's fair. I'm not really shitting on it. I'm just saying, like, what kind of a game is it if all you're doing is playing the whole thing at top speed? Which is another way of saying, why do you have to speed run every game? Why?
Because I'd like seeing what happens next, you know?
Great. So you need more patience.
But no... yes, oh, but like, okay, let's just say, you know, it takes for a normal turn to go, it takes 3 minutes, right? Like, I do this. Okay, next person, they do their thing, takes 4 minutes. Okay, this. Next person, well, I could do this,
yeah,
what should I do? And I'm just like,
that would grate me pretty bad, too.
And it happens, and almost every time.
That doesn't bother me unless somebody is like you, Dameron, said earlier, like if you're clearly playing on your phone or like if you're not in it, you're not like you're constantly distracted. Like that's what would upset me about people dragging their turns out.
But then what would normally be like, you know, an hour game can turn into an hour and a half or an hour 45, 2 hours. Then I'm like, okay, this is more of a time investment than I thought when I was getting to this game.
Shit could happen anyway.
Boo.
Graham. I've got plenty of games
do
that
better.
Are short.
You do better.
I think you enjoyed Shadowhunters.
Oh, yeah. That was really fun.
Being
that was very fun.
And it has intrigue, which I like about
games,
too.
Secret Identity games, by the way.
I do. Oh,
those are fun.
Which brings me to Feed the Kraken. That game is phenomenal.
I didn't play that game.
Yeah.
I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
But if that game is phenomenal. But if you played Secret Hitler... Or if you played...
Werewolf.
Tabula or Werewolf.
Oh, yeah. I played Werewolf. I played Mafia.
Very similar idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Mafia. Yeah.
Very similar idea. Unrelated, but you just made me think of it because I forgot it earlier. There are games that do take long because there are a lot of character work. So Fun Employed, for example.
But you are involved.
Everybody's involved. Yeah.
Yes. And it's like if the other person, they're not sitting there like, oh, what do I do? They're sitting there like, oh, this is my character. This is what I'm doing. I'm the scene is going on. Yes.
To me, that I think we agree on this. Like, if it's clear that people are distracted or not in it or whatever, you know, that will drag stuff out. That gets annoying. If they're trying, that's okay.
But here's the thing:
they're trying.
I fucking hate judgment games.
Yeah, you do.
But Fun Employed, the involvement character creation. Follow, you get the prompts, you try to make something of it to impress the person that's judging.
So
it's different.
Why that versus Cards Against Humanity, though?
I hate Cards Against Humanity so much.
I think it's hilarious.
Well, it's terrible. But
it's not, it's just, haha, dick. Haha.
Yeah. No, I mean, penis. It's old YouTube. It's purely shock value. Yeah. Like, that's all it is. But
it's good for a whole round, and then
it's old.
It is downhill from there.
And boring.
I would say it is better played not sober.
I mean,
probably, I have to drink to enjoy that game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you drink and you're like, haha, dick. There you go. Yeah, you go down to that level. You want to watch that stuff. Yeah.
Or like a good
low hanging fruit, as you had described.
Mm-hmm.
Blue humor. No, but that's very shock value though. Like, but I don't know. So it's less creative than Fun Employed, for example.
Yes,
I definitely agree with that.
Fun Employed, you add it to your character, and you have to make a reason why it works with your character.
Yeah, it's full justification improv. Yes. For sure.
Which I love.
I do too.
It's kind of like Super Fight. Super Fight's good.
Yeah. I like with Fun Employed, I think what I like the most is just changing out my voices.
Exactly.
I've been doing a lot of voice stuff with
Fun Employed. Is Fun Employed one of your top ones?
Huh?
Is Fun Employed one of your top games?
Yeah. I actually should have mentioned it earlier, but that's definitely one of my top games because you just get handed a bunch of bullshit and you're like, okay, now I'm this. But truly, you could just use the cards to be like, okay, now I'm generating this character for D&D, or I'm generating this character for a video we're doing or something. Like, it's kind of dual
purpose. I've got a new fursuit idea.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
His name is Carpet. So, why don't we talk about card games for a minute?
All right.
I never really tried to get into them.
What's one you do like, if any?
Are you talking about, like, you know, trading card games or
any card? You like poker?
Like, yeah, I love poker.
Literally any card
games. I love poker. I love blackjack. Like, you know, gambling type of games.
Sure.
Easy peasy. Those are fun. In terms of, like, trading card games, I mean, I used to collect Yu-Gi-Oh cards because I thought they were cool. Sure. I used to collect Pokemon cards because I thought they were cool. Never played the games. You know? Yeah. Other card games that I played. I mean, Coup's kind of card game-ish, but that's more social deduction.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, if we're talking, like, the more modern stuff, this would be more like a deck-building game. I would say
you're talking deck
building. Like, Clank is kind of deck-building.
I would say Red Dragon Inn is also a card game.
No. I mean, it's a card game, yes, but you're not building a deck.
Correct, but it's another example of a card game.
Sure, yes.
I do like deck builders.
Sure.
Like, you know, Clank is fun. It's kind of a deck builder. Blah, 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 blah. You make the thing that you can.
Yep.
The nice thing about those versus the trading games is everybody starts the same and builds into something.
Which I honestly prefer, honestly.
Yeah.
My friend tried to teach me how to play Magic the Gathering.
Sure.
And he gave me... He gave me just a starter deck. I'm like, oh, thanks. And then he pulls out, this is him teaching me, he pulls out this crazy fucking deck that is like, oh, I have this. And I'm like, I don't know what this means, but okay. And then in two turns, I'm dead.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, so did you want to teach me how to play this game so we could play? Or did you want to teach me this game
so I don't play it again?
Yeah. Like, I like, after like three turns, like, Pug's already dead. I'm on 2 health. I'm like, okay, I'm done. He's like, but why don't we keep playing? It's so fun. I'm like,
because no, it's clearly fun for you. Right. Yeah. You're just mowing the lawn here.
Like, exactly. You're beating up toddlers at this point.
Literally. You're being Anakin Skywalker when he became Vader. Mm-hmm.
For real.
You're killing younglings, sir. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Card games that I enjoy that are current. The Great Dalmuti.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's such a good game.
It's a good Love social involvement. Too. You get a hierarchy system and you kind of play with your friends a little bit. Those are that are, you know, the peons versus the Dalmuties.
So fun. Yep.
That game is great.
Another good card game that I like to play is Flux, and there's so many variations of it now.
Yeah.
It starts off simple, gets more complicated as you go.
It's fun. It just got too busy for me.
Try it again.
All right.
Try it again.
So the sage advice is, when you don't like a game, just keep playing it.
Yeah, eventually you'll either like the game or you'll be okay with it.
It's like beer. You just
or you'll hate yourself.
It's like beer. You just got to keep drinking it, and then you'll like it because you're smart.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I drink beer.
Tell me about
Flux. Am I not smart?
You're Flux, the smartest.
It always starts off with draw one, play one. I have the original. I also have Pirate Flux, which adds, you know, piratey variations to it. And then you've got Star Trek Flux, which is the other one I own.
Beam me up,
and
Scotty.
So as you play, you've got action cards that allow you to do more things during your turn. You get rule cards that you can add, like additional draws or actual plays. And then you've got goal cards, which are used to win the game, and keeper cards, which are used to win the game as well. So you put out a goal, it'll say two or three different things that you need as keepers, and then if you have those keepers, you win. Pretty simple, and it tends to be quick most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Okay, it sounds fun.
Yeah.
It is super. It is pretty fun. All right, so one more. This is a lightning round. Quick okay. Lightning round. Yes!
Quick lightning round.
All right, ready. Worst board game ever, Terry.
Give me 2 seconds to think about it.
Great. Dameron.
Oh, shit. 2 seconds to think about it.
Great. Me. Shit. It's probably going to be... Oh, what is that game I really... What is the game I really fucking hate? Go ahead, dude.
Cards Against Humanity. I fucking hate that game.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, honestly, very fair.
That's valid. That's valid.
Okay. It's a game... I don't want to say Magic the Gathering, because that's not really a board game.
Sure.
I played it a couple times, and I'm always awful at it. I think it's called Caravansary.
Okay.
We played it here before.
Okay.
Caravansary?
It's like, I'm probably saying it wrong. It's the one where you like make terrain tiles and shit, and you get...
Oh, Carcassonne?
Yeah,
Carcassonne. Or was it Catan?
Carcassonne.
Carcassonne.
Okay.
I'm so bad at this shit. I'm like, after... Okay. If you don't do it right the first turn, it's like, okay, well, I lose.
Honestly, wasn't a big fan of Carcassonne.
Yeah,
but I just played it too much.
It's the thing. You play it enough, you eventually either win once and feel good about it, or you don't.
Yeah, it just that's really not for me either. It's that one's also one where it's like so, like there's some strategy, but it's a lot of luck too.
Absolutely,
Patrick, you hearing this? No more Carcassonne,
Patrick. Fuck that game. The board game that I hate the most. Holy shit.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Nope. I'll give a millennial answer, I guess. Perfection?
I never heard that one.
So this is an electronic board game.
No, it was mechanical.
Whatever. It had moving parts. So this
Mousetrap?
That was fun.
That has a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, that's what they call me, the Mousetrap.
Guess who?
I would, but I couldn't. Anyway.
You don't like Guess Who?
I love Guess Who.
Okay.
So... Perfection is a square board with multiple holes in it, and the pieces are shapes that fit in the board.
Oh, I've seen them. Yeah,
and like, what you get a minute timer, and the board is like, you hear the, you know, you just hear the timer going.
That's too stressful.
And it's so many fucking pieces. Like, you have to move faster than one piece a second, I'm pretty sure. And you're just trying to frantically match up all the pieces to the holes in the board. And once that timer goes off, the board, like... jumps erupts, a little bit,
yes.
And it throws the pieces everywhere. Literally, online, the memes are like, this is what gave this generation anxiety, was that board game.
Yeah.
So, love it, but it's the worst one.
Jump scare games, that sounds like...
Oh,
like,
and also...
Don't Wake Daddy.
Yeah, that's funny. But, like, cheap jump scares.
Yeah.
That's
or
what
Rattle Me Bones was another one, pirate themed.
Yeah.
Operation.
Well, that was it from us about board games. What's your favorite board game? Was there one that you heard us talk about that you also super hardcore enjoy? Let us know in the comments. Let's talk about board games. I don't know about enough board games, so hopefully you guys can give me suggestions for things to play too, because that would be super, super cool. Don't forget to like, subscribe, click the bell. We'll let you know when another episode is coming just around the corner. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you.